you to help me out. You know, in a couple days is a very special day every year on the calendar. What is it? All Saints Day. Who are you? I'm telling you, did you get my email and told you what to say? Because that is like right on. I thought you were going to say what? Of course. I'm so glad you said All Saints Day. Now, Halloween, All Saints Day, these things coincide also with another great day we celebrate is Reformation Day. And all three of these are actually connected on the calendar. They all happened on October 31st. All Saints Day actually is the 1st of November, but All Saints Day is when we remember that those who follow Jesus aren't just the ones that we can see, that there are millions upon millions of people who, like you and me, have believed in Jesus and have passed on to the life after death, and we recognize that God is the God of the living and the dead. And so All Saints Day reminds us that we're all connected, the saints in heaven and the saints on earth and those that are yet to come, which is kind of cool because we're part of God's family, and that family isn't, again, just where you're at, but it also includes people all over the world and all over time. And also, of course, it's Reformation week this week when we remember a guy named Martin Luther who decided with his friends to let the church know some ways to improve. And Cold Spring Church is no different. Every other church is no different. We want to do our very best in following Jesus, and we're open to improving those things. And that special day back in 1517 was a very special day 502 years ago when he set the world on fire in a very positive way, saying that Jesus alone, Scripture alone, and Jesus, our faith in Jesus alone is all that we need to have life everlasting, which is also very cool. So for Halloween, are you going to dress up as anything this year? Yeah? What do we got going on? What? A what?
A hacker.
A hacker? Somehow that fits you. I like it. It's good. Fits. What about you? A werewolf. Likewise, that doesn't fit you. But I think that's great. How about you? What are you going to be?
A cat person.
A cat person. Okay, and are you dressing up for Halloween? And what are you going to be?
A unicorn.
A unicorn. Of course. What else could it be? Do you have a horn here? Sorry, I was checking. No, I don't see you. A horn, but okay, I guess that'll be part of the costume. Anybody else dressing up out here? Have some costumes going on? Yeah? All right, fine. No pressure for that either. Hey, also, I have some things I thought I'd just help you out today to imagine. No, it's fun putting masks and costumes on. And here are some things. Here, grab that. And you, let's see. They're all upside down now. Okay, hang on. You got them going on. Here, you hold this. Okay. These are things for your eyes. Or in this case, eye. There you go. You can have that. And here, I'm not even sure what that is. That's a funny little eyeball there going on. And here, why don't you take this? This is for your mouth.
That's an ear.
And that's an ear? Okay. Here, why don't we work with that? Okay. So anybody have a camera? You can take a picture of this. Going on, let's hold them up. Okay, here, you can hold this over your eyes. Yeah, excellent. Oh, nice. See, it's fun. Does this look like me? What is that? Yeah, so dressing up is kind of fun. You can have these. We have ways we wear masks. All of us do. You know, we have a mask that we wear at school. We act certain ways. Maybe sometimes we act certain ways when we're playing with our friends, and we may act a little differently when we're with people we don't know. Now, these are all ways that we can fit in and become part of things. But one of the exciting things is that God said that you don't have to wear a mask for me to know who you are. God sees right through these masks, and whether we're going to be a hacker or a werewolf, or even maybe a unicorn or a cat person, that God knows in our heart and knows everything that we're about and wants us to be the real us. Because the scripture tells us that God created us to be a new creation, that the old things are gone and the new things have come. So be safe this Halloween. Don't eat too much candy. I know you will, but just know that Pastor Kevin advised against it. And when we dress up, remember that what we are on the inside is what God wants us to show everybody. And God loves us just the way we are. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I just thank you for these children. Thank you for safe Halloweens. Thank you for us remembering that we're part of the church universal. And that this special day coming up on November 1st, All Saints Day, can be a day we can just thank you for being part of that larger community. And Lord, we also thank you for reformation and that change that you've invited us to do and to be as we become more like Jesus each and every day. Keep these kids in your safe care and bless those that care for them and all of us as we enjoy your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being with me today. Here, have another, because that really isn't me, that frown right there. Yeah, and here's an extra eyeball. Yeah, you need two, right? Don't argue. You can take both. That's not. You need an ear. All right, who's got you today? Oh, we have Miss Vicky back here. Thank you for being with me today.